placed together for a mission. Saints, there are times in your life, in your walk with God, in which something is going to happen to you which seems pretty insignificant, but it's really going to be the hand of God placing you on a path for a different kind of a mission. For David, it came with a instruction to take his brothers their lunch on the battlefield. But by the end of the day, David had ran into Goliath and had become a national hero. For the Samaritan woman, it was just going to the well to get a drink. And she ran into a man there at the well who said, "Give me a drink." And by the end of the day, she had led an entire town to come hear what Jesus had to say.
Well, saints, for us, it was a voice on an answering machine from someone called Gail Baines from Cleveland, Ohio. And we have not since had a message on our answering machine that altered the course of our lives as much as that one did. It too seemed insignificant at the time, but saints, God was beginning to place us in a new location, a new spot for a new mission, a new ministry.
All right. I want you to step in your time machine real quick and go zzz, zzz. Go back to the year 1989, and let's arrive here on the corner of 105 Helena. In 1989, Glenville was a church in transition that was literally fighting to stay alive. Its financial situation was bleak. Attempts at merging with another church had failed. And the loss of presbytery funding was making a dire situation even worse. And the pastoral search committee, brave souls that they were, had been given a task of looking for a pastor on a budget that forced them to make the right choice the first time, because if they brought in the wrong candidate, there wouldn't be any money to bring in anybody else.
Hallelujah. But everybody say, but God.
But God.
Jesus.
Amen.
When we came to visit the pastoral search committee, they didn't even have enough money to put us in a grand hotel. Not only was the Sheraton out of question, so was Motel 6. Hallelujah. They gave us, however, something far better and more meaningful to us.
Amen.
They placed us in the home of John and Johnny Hayes, who loved us, amen, in that Arkansas kind of way, praise God. And the love that we got and the food that they shared with us in their home, it was just simply a foretaste, saints, of the love and the kindness and the goodness that we would find here at Glenville New Life in many, many ways and many, many years to come. And praise God, we just want you to know we did keep going back to the Hayes house for more food. Just want you to know that. That Arkansas food is real good. Daddy knows how to fix it.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Even now, sweet potatoes may arrive on a Sunday morning. Back in 89, our church was quite different than it was today, is today. Back then, we were known as Glenville Presbyterian Church. We had wooden pews without cushions. The outside of our church was, some of y'all going, yeah, when I said that without cushion part. Outside of our church was black. Services lasted for an hour. And some of the congregation whose names we will not call could be found down at the Brown Stadium on Sunday morning. And others were ticking out the back door when 11:59 came around. But you are forgiven. Attendance was less than 100 people, and only Enver Milan was bold enough to shout out from that corner, "Well," and "Amen," during the service. Our giving was far less than we were capable of doing. Our building was in need of a lot of repairs. And then came the day we preached our trial sermon here, up here for you all. And you all had to vote on us afterwards. Now, we still haven't figured out if you voted for us because you didn't think anybody else would take the job, or you knew you didn't have the money to try to find anybody else or not. But we were eager. And when the results of the congregational votes came back, all but two of you voted for us, and there was one abstention. And may the Lord forgive those two souls who voted no. God bless wherever they may be today. Together.
Together, we knew that there was a sense of hope. There was a sense of excitement, amen, that God had placed us together for a reason.
Amen.
We needed Glenville as much as Glenville needed us, amen. Because only together could we fulfill God's purposes and God's mission for this area of the world. And God must have wanted to teach us some things about faith, amen, because we certainly were going to have some faith in order to come to Cleveland, Ohio.
Amen.
But faith we have. And as a church, saints, our message then is the same as it is today. And that is that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen. That Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today. And that Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And yes, people need the Lord. And if we're just willing to allow Jesus in, that change, that transformation will happen if we choose to live for Him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord.
Well, back then, we humbly submitted ourselves to each other as pastors and as a church. And we pledged to you that we would give you our very best in helping to rebuild this church. And you pledged to us that as the church grew, you would move us from sharing a full-time position in which we each worked half-time, that we would eventually be full-time pastors. Now, it took us 7 years to get to two full-time positions. But God had placed us together for a mission, so it made it seem more than worthwhile. And we discovered that God had placed all kinds of gifts and talents in you all in this church that were just waiting to be cultivated. Being placed together for a mission does not mean everything goes along without a bump or a battle.
All right.
We had to preach the need to fall in love with Christ and the work that Christ has called us to do. Now, how many of you know to do the work of Christ takes time,
Woo!
Takes energy,
Woo!
Takes money?
Woo!
We had to preach a word that brought fear into the heart of some of God's saints, and that word was tithe. Some of y'all still shake it as they say it up here now. Ushers, hold the door. They still want to leave after 19 years. But praise God, some of you were able to jump the fence and overcome that.
Every believer is called to give 10% of our income, amen, to the work of the Lord,
amen,
for the furtherance of the kingdom of God. Now, many of you, you caught on to this vision of tithing, and because of that, praise God, a lot of ministry has happened in and through this church, so much that others in the presbytery were thinking that we were going to fold. They were thinking that we were going to close, and they began to say, wow, look at them. How are they managing that? How are they doing that? You see, they didn't understand that we had been placed together for a mission. Amen.
Amen.
A mission by God.
Praise
your
God.
Name, Lord Jesus.
Now, God has been working in our church in many different arenas, many different ways. Look, first of all, how our worship has expanded. We have gone from one worship service to two worship services. From a worship service that used to be an hour long, now our short service is an hour and a half long, and the other service is just until I can control Pastor Toby and Mike from singing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time I go away and I come back, I see it's 2 o'clock. What are all them church cars doing in the pew? Mike and Pastor Toby, that's all I have to think.
Hallelujah.
We have gone from our two choirs of the Chancel Choir and the Gospel Gems to the Angelic Voices, now Warriors of Praise, GCG Choir, New Life Praise Choir, Men's Choir, Women's Choir, and Just Forgiven. We have gone from no liturgical dancing to liturgical dancing on big high holy days to liturgical dancing any Sunday to praise team dancers every Sunday.
From singing only hymns to hymns and choruses of praise. Hallelujah. We went from one musician a week to music provided by an electronic device. Who remembers what her name was?
Cynthia!
Cynthia! Hallelujah! Cynthia, she had to go to the hospital a couple of times. One time she went and never came back. Hallelujah! And then we went on to music by computer. How many remember Clifton? He was just awesome. Amen. And then we moved on up, hallelujah, to what we have, our praise band with keyboard, drums, and we've got guitar, we have saxophone. And you know what, Saints, when we were watching Peter grow up, you know, as a little guy, you know, we just never knew, hallelujah, that God was raising.
Our teaching ministry as a church has expanded. We have gone from a small Sunday school class at 10 o'clock. Most of us don't even remember we used to have Sunday school. And a small Tuesday Bible class to a teaching ministry now that includes youth worship, pioneers, life sharing 3 days a week,
hallelujah,
men who excel,
hallelujah,
sisters in the Lord, marriage sensation. We have classes for our elders and deacons. We have classes for ushers and greeters. You see, God knew that Sunday morning alone was not going to be enough for us to be equipped for the work of the ministry that God was calling us to do. He placed us together for a mission to create these programs so that we might not only grow in Christ, but so that each one of us could be the best that God intended for us to be.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And we say hallelujah, saints, because God gave us Pastor Kelly. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Kelly today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Kelly today. God gave us Pastor Kelly to help take us and to take our Christian education to higher levels. Amen.
Amen.
And especially for our youth. Pastor Kelly's gifts and her creativity, her gifts of organization have made us richer. We are richer. We are so much richer as a church. Praise God. She has spent time not only teaching our youth about Jesus Christ, but preparing them for their SATs and for their ACT tests. She has involved them with True Love Waits, amen, helping them to be all that they can be in Jesus Christ. She has taught us. She has counseled us. She has been there for us in so many ways, all of us, amen. And we praise God for her today. Pastor Kelly has come into our midst, saints, exactly as Pastor Rick and I did, eagerly working full time for Jesus Christ. Full time, amen. Even though she only receives a part-time salary. Church, Pastor Kelly is too valuable for us to make her wait the 7 years, amen, that we did in order to pay her full time. Amen. Praise God. She is the cornerstone of our evangelism outreach, amen, and so, so much more. So let's just take a moment and give God praise.
God wants to make a difference in your life.
Right here at choice.
Your choice.
Only you can choose. Hallelujah.
God has also expanded how we view outreach and evangelism. We used to hand out a few flyers about the church. Then we sent out our first newspaper, the Community New Life Times, that went throughout a good section of Glenville. Then we made our presence known on the radio at WABQ. Then we went to WJMO. Then we went back to WABQ. We still have people say, boy, we really enjoy hearing you on the radio. We hate to tell them that was 5 years, 5 years ago. We started a TV broadcast a number of years ago that was called New Life Time, New Life Today, and it aired once a week. We put up a website with various articles and links on it, and we had just a few of us who would volunteer to go hand out CDs on the corner, inviting people to the church.
Amen. Today's saints, our outreach includes 8 different broadcasts. Hallelujah. 8 different broadcasts. 8 different broadcasts. They're called Building a Better Marriage. Wow, look at God. New Life Today. Hear the Word. Praise Time. Just the Word. Get your praise on. Hallelujah. And New Life Remember. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saints, our evangelism team has grown from a group of 5 on the corner to a small army. Amen. So that in this past December, more of us were going door to door to invite people to worship than we had in 19 years. Hallelujah. And how many know it was cold on them days? It was cold on them days. Amen. And more of us went out than ever before. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, it won't be quite as cold in March, so when you're filling out your sheet, just come on and pick up a pair of gloves just in case. Our website itself has gone from articles to videos. You can watch 24/7 any service we've had in the past year and a half on our website. You can see any dance, any choir, any testimony at the click of a button anywhere in the world where you can get on the internet. You can get help for your marriage or your family by watching our messages and videos on marriage and family life. And thanks to your generosity, we do it all absolutely free of charge. On YouTube, our videos have been watched nearly 500,000 times. A 500,000. We have emails from Asia, Australia, Europe, Africa, and all over the United States from people saying, thank you for posting this video, and they go on to say how it is. It's been a blessing. Amen. You see, God has placed us together not only to impact Glenville, but to be a source of encouragement for people around the world.
Amen.
And because of your rich generosity and your giving, again, we make all of this available free. Those of you who are dancers, other churches who see you, they contact us asking us, could you please download that for us so that we can do that dance in our church?
Amen. And Albert Casey, who's over the web ministry, she says so many people come to learn how to do dances. They watch our dance, so they get the most hits, our dances, because they're trying to learn how to dance and do moves from our dances. Isn't that exciting that we're having that back? Amen. On the body of Christ throughout the world. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, saints, our mission projects 19 years ago included, how many remember the Friendship Project? How many remember that? All right. Amen. I can remember going with Miss Aralanda Finley. We would take gifts at the Women's Organization down to Friendship Project to help young people and young girls. Amen. The After School Supper Program. Hallelujah. And some Presbytery missions, amen. And today, saints, we sponsor the Rotulo Children's Home in Nigeria, West Africa. We support a Haitian orphanage in which we built a building for them, and they named it the New Life Center. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We support a small church in India, which faces tremendous persecution. We have a summer camp program for our community. We have a prescription drug assistance for those in the church who cannot afford their medicines. We have a prison ministry to provide for inmates in jail or incarcerated, and to help those who are coming out. We have a fund to help single parents in financial situations. And we have our Deacons Fund with the greatest deacons in the world, amen, for those of us who are in emergencies within the church and without. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Now, we're doing all this even though we could use the money as a church to pay our regular bills, because Jesus said, remember the least of these. When I was at Elam Bible Institute, whenever we were in a crunch for money, the leadership staff would say, okay, it's time to take up an offering and send it to somebody else who needs it more than we do, and then see what God is going to do. We got a letter just the other day from the church in India that we support, and they want us to know that on the 27th of every month, they are going to fast and pray for our church, that God will bless us spiritually, God will bless us with numerical growth, and that God will bless us financially. Yes. Now, God placed us with this Indian congregation with a mission in mind. Who knows how much our church is going to prosper because of their fasting and praying for us halfway around the world. We are remembering that Jesus told us to be concerned about the least of these. For when we are doing something for the least of these, we are doing something for Jesus Christ. Now, 19 years ago, some of you were in the church, but Jesus was not fully in your heart. Some of you had great gifts, but you really weren't using them for the Lord. Some of you had tremendous potential, but there was no opening for you to blossom. But look at where you are today. Some of you are the finest saints you're going to find anywhere in the kingdom. You not only boldly proclaim that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, some of you are desperately trying to share Jesus without fear. You have become faithful and dedicated into your service to the Lord here at the church. Some of you have become excellent leaders and servants. You've been willing to say, here I am, Lord, use me.
Amen. You've become new creatures in Christ Jesus. How many know you're a new creature? You know that you know you're a new creature.
You know that you know.
Praise God. Amen. You become new creatures in your home. All right, that's where the big test is. Amen. We know that's where the big test is at home. Amen. You're becoming more loving. You can raise your hand if you can feel these things.
Well.
More patient. Amen. More patient. Amen. Hallelujah. More encouraging and more like Jesus to those around you. All right, praise God. We see some of us are really growing and some of us are on the way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're increasing in your knowledge in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And allowing it to be the blueprint for your life. And saints, for this is the ultimate reason that God has placed us together for a mission.
Made for a mission. Made for a mission.
Made for a mission. And God wants to change lives. God wants to change lives, saints. Amen. Say that with us.
God wants to change lives.
Amen. So it is good to do all the outreach, all the ministry that we do as a church to help and to impact others. But saints, when the day is done, we each have to ask the question, did I allow my will to be submitted under the authority of Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Did I say yes to Jesus when I faced a difficult situation today? Did I say yes to Jesus in the choices that I made? Did I say yes to Jesus in the way I behaved with my tongue today? Did I say yes to Jesus in the way my attitude was reflected? Did I say yes to Jesus in my actions? At the bottom of the day, it all boils down to that, saints. Amen.
Amen. You know, saints, as we look back over these 19 years, we believe that even with the mistakes that we made as pastors and as a church, we have earnestly been trying to submit ourselves to the authority of God. Time does not permit us to say how God used so many of us to give sacrificially in transforming our building under the New Life Center campaign, or to go into various ministries that we used to do but no longer do, such as the scouting programs, or to mention that we're doing now, such as First Place and grief counseling and outreach with Sylvia. God has just been good to us in these 19 years.
And saints, we're grateful for all of those who helped build the ministry of Glenfield New Life Community Church during these past 19 years. First of all, those who are now going home to be with the Lord, praise God. Those who are so dear to our hearts. Some of them were our husbands. Some were our wives. Some were our children. Some were our parents. Some were our grandparents. Some were our grandchildren. Some were our brothers and sisters. They were our friends, our co-laborers, our sisters and brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we would not be who we are today, saints, without their love, without their hard work, without their gifts of service, saints, without their encouragement. We would not be who we are today.
Amen for
so
them
let's
all.
Continue to build on the legacies that they have left. Those who've gone on to be a part of those great cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. Let's please, saints, together offer a praise offering.
Grateful for those of you who have come in during the past 19 years later and joined right alongside of us who are already here. And it seems like some of y'all have been with us the whole time. Anyways, most in a very good way. Because you've given your very best to the church and you've made this church your church. We say thank you for choosing to be a part of us because we have needed you as well. Your coming here was no accident. God was putting us together, placing us for a mission.
Amen. We praise God for Pastor Tony. And we send lay pastors, Helen and Cheryl. We send deacons and elders. We send ushers and greeters and counters. We send every ministry as missionaries. And they form New Life Fellowship. Together we did that. And we praise God for them today. They're not here with us physically in this place. But they're missionaries. They're over in the south side of Cleveland lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise God for each and every one of them today.
Here when we first got here, just stand to your feet for a moment. All of you are here that still left. You was here when we first got here. Praise God. These people are responsible for all the grief we may have caused y'all. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So the next time y'all come to me with a complaint, don't talk to me. Talk to them.
Praise God.
You know, the key to what we have accomplished as a church in the past 19 years is not in Pastor Rick and Pastor Toby, but in the power of a God who placed us all together as pastors and congregation for a ministry that was divinely inspired and orchestrated. Together as a church, we have done a wonderful and marvelous work for Christ. But the mission is far from complete because there are still too many people who have yet to know Jesus. Still too many people who have yet to say yes fully to the will of God for their lives. Too many children who are still hungry and need help being fed. There are too many homes that still are on the verge of breaking up. And too many people who still do not understand how the love of God can make all the difference in transforming them and giving them a hope right where they are. For 19 years, this has been a place where even when you mess up, say mess up, we still love you. You can still come back home. That, too, is why we have been placed together. You see, we don't give up on people here at Glenville. That's why I didn't kick a certain fellow out of the church by the name of Brian when he kicked out all the window screens. Because I knew what a great leader God had for him. He has redeemed himself over and over again. So we wait for God to make that change, to make that transformation in your life.
Amen. In the way we do ministry and mission here at Glenville New Life Community Church, some ministries will cease and other ministries will explode. They will grow in all kinds of directions and develop, and we're excited about what God is going to do. People are going to come in, people are going to go. Our facilities are going to continue to change and to expand. But saints, our mission to glorify Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, to make a difference in the lives of others, will always, always, always be the same. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mission. We've been made for a mission, saints. Today we thank God for all that God has done. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in God's
holy word.
Failed
us yet.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the word of God says God never will. Amen.
Yeah.
And the word says, let us press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all God's saints said, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Since it's right to conclude this message together, we're going to sing the chorus. It's Philippians chapter.